From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world with Newsline. Indonesia's House Budget Committee has reaffirmed its support for increasing the military budget to meet the country's minimum essential force target, a baseline for defense readiness. Committee Chairman Said Abdullah said on Monday, the country's current defense allocation remains low compared to advanced nations with modern military capabilities. Indonesia will strengthen defense spending in line with efforts to maintain fiscal health. Moving on to head of the Defense Information Bureau at the Secretariat General of the Indonesian Ministry of Defense, Brigadier General Frega Wenas in Kiriwang on Monday emphasized that Indonesia continues to promote self-reliance in its national defense industry through joint production collaborations with various countries, including Turkey, South Korea, and France. In an interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, he explained these partnerships aim to strengthen domestic capability while opening export opportunities at both regional and global levels. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, so it means Indonesia Today is also available on RRInet, on rri.co.id, and of course, RRI Digital Mobile App. This is Rahma providing you with various updates, programs, music from Indonesia. And later we're having a talk on VOI Talk about one of provinces in Indonesia with mouth-watering food. So do stay tuned on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
West Sumatra, famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slabs, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninjau. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Pedaling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the travelers. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous traditions. Bacujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silat. Visiting the Pagariun Palace. Acknowledge the culture history of Minangkabau. The enchanting plate dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical invulnerability. Taste the various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious Sate Padang. Delight in the beauty of silver crafts in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun kit fabrics and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Yeah. tanpa peristiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
RRE Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Dekati diriku, namun saat aku buka pintu di hatiku, tiada lagi dirimu, kau menjauh dariku. Mengapa kini kau harus pergi? di saat ku telah jatuh hati.
Waktu atas segalanya, mengapa,
mengapa
dia tak
berpihak pada cinta kita?
Oh, hingga kemarau ku bersemi, izinkan aku menanti, kau buka pintu hatimu kembali. Oh,
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOA listeners and viewers, West Sumatra, with its capital in Padang, and it's a province renowned for its breathtaking natural beauty, culture, and globally acclaimed cuisine. Like rendang, of course, the beef dish from Indonesia that was ranked number one food in CNN Travel Reader's Choice World's Best Food 2017-2018. But of course, West Sumatra has more than that. So to find out about West Sumatra gastronomy, Indonesian tourism icon, joining us on today's VOI Talk, Bapak Wahendra, from as the head of Creative Economy Development of West Sumatra Tourism Office. Good afternoon, Pak Wahendra. Thank you for joining us on VOI Talk.
Good afternoon, Mbak Rahma. Thank you for your attention.
Pleasure is ours, Pak Wahendra. And now let's start our mouth-watering trip to West Sumatra. Let's introduce the irresistible food from West Sumatra, Indonesia, to our listeners and viewers around the world. As I mentioned before, that West Sumatran food has gone global. So according to you, what is the key to West Sumatra's gastronomic success?
Okay, thank you, Rahman. West Sumatra is known for this vibrant culture heritage, especially the Minangkabau traditions. Gastronomy here isn't just about food. It is a reflection of identity, values, and community life. Moreover, West Sumatran gastronomy is inseparable from its culture experience. Culinary rituals are often intertwined with ceremonies, music, and oral storytelling, making every meal a mystery experience. The first one promotion strategy for West Sumatra gastronomies West Sumatra province have promoted gastronomy through a blend of culture, storytelling, destination branding, and experiential tourism. Key strategies include consist of highlighting authenticity, expressing in Minangkabau culinary heritage, especially dishes like rendang as culture icons. Leveraging natural landscapes, places like Lake Maninjau are used to create immersive culinary experience tied to local geographies. Aqua tourism and culinary trails, we have integrating food tourism with natural best activity of attract both domestic tourism and international visitors. Government support for culinary tourism, in this case, Indonesia is prioritizes gastronomy as a special interest. Tourism sector promotes and internationally. This is a promote strategy in West Sumatra gastronomy, Mbak Rama.
All right, Pak Wahendra, you said that gastronomy is not only about food, it's also about culture, tradition, value. Yeah. So what could you tell us more about it that we may not know yet?
Okay, the key with Sumatra gastronomy success may be the first one, local food authenticity. We have to maintaining traditional recipes and cooking method is central of tourism satisfaction. And second one, we have culture engagement. Yeah, tourists value the stories and ritual behind each dish, which enhances its experience. Strategic innovation, we have combined culinary heritage with modern tourism infrastructure, such as guide food tours and culinary festival, and many others we can do in develop culinary in West Sumatra.
Okay.
Yes, Barama.
Yeah, the cooking method, I think that what makes it authentic.
Yes.
From West Sumatra. Okay, from the key success, we move to the potential for West Sumatra's gastronomy to go global. How do you view this issue?
Okay, we have some programs. We have already done some program to global potential of West Sumatra gastronomies. West Sumatra has strong potential to global markets due to we have the international acclaim. Yeah, we know the rendang has been repeatedly ranked among the world's best dishes, serving as gateway to broader Minangkabau cuisines. Rendang has been recognized globally, even foods the world's most delicious dish by CNN Travel. Padang cuisine is popular across Indonesia and abroad. Culinary tourism is growing with visitors eager to taste and learn about these unique flavors. And the second one, rich culinary ecosystem, Mbak Rama. Beyond rendang, this is like we have many traditional foods. Yeah, this is like sate padang, dendeng batoko, and gulai itia. After that, and variety, tourism synergy. We have the passion of food, culture, and natural critics. At compelling narrative for global travelers. In this case, we have the many traditional food we can develop to culinary specific from West Sumatra. Something like that.
Okay, so passing down the recipe from generation to generation, that's also important to maintain the authenticity and quality of West Sumatra's gastronomy. Maybe you have the other ways to maintain the authenticity and the quality?
Okay, Mbak Rama, maintain is very important for us because this is traditional import from our government, our local government is very, very support for the maintain authentic and quality for the local culinary in West Sumatra. the presence, authenticity and quality is the main program for us. The first one, we have support local producer and chef. The chef encourages use the indigenous ingredient and traditional technique. And we can develop the traditional technique in the Penyus chef, in West Sumatra local chef, and the other people. Culinary education and documentation. It is very important for us. Yeah, train to younger generations and document receipts and prevent dilution. This is the very, very important for younger generation. And third, yeah, regulates culinary tourism. Yeah, ensure that food experience offers to tourists remind to the culture roots. This is the maintain authenticity and quality culinary in West Sumatra Barangman.
All right, Pak Wahendra. Now, this is one of high-ranking or top programs from the President Prabowo Subianto, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming, that his administration has one of main programs, namely the Free Nutritious Meal Program, or here we call it MBG. We'd like to know how possible that West Sumatran food is used, is applied in this government's program, included in the local dishes.
Yes, Ma Rama, we know that the Free Nutrition Meal Program is the main program from our central governments, especially yes. Pak Prabowo and Pak Gibran. This is the important program for us, for generations. As we know, there is no in West Sumatra no confirmed inclusion of West Sumatra locals disease in Indonesia pre-nutrient meal programs. Yeah, the program focus on natural standard maybe, and while local foods might be considered, especially regional disease, have not been officially listed. This is the problem. We have the we already done discuss a bit a free nutrient meal program in West Sumatra to confirm that local culinary in West Sumatra to support free nutrient meal program, especially for West Sumatra. I think for free nutrient meal program in West Sumatra, said all Ms. Mbak Rama.
All right. And Pak Wahendra, I think this also would be very important information for VOI listeners who would like to visit Indonesia and would like to taste the food from West Sumatra. Any special culinary events that our listener can visit to enjoy the local food?
Okay, especially in the West Sumatra, we have the many event for especially for culinary in West Sumatra, in Padang, and the others many possibility and regency. We have already done some culinary events, traditional foods, and maybe to develop our chefs, local chefs, make good species in culinary traditional in West Sumatra. In gastronomy, yeah, we have the concludes maybe in West Sumatra is more than food. It's a source of pride, identity, and economic potential. By a celebration and protection this heritage, we ensure that future generations can continue to enjoy and share its richness. West Sumatra gastronomy thrives through authenticity, culture storytelling, and strategic tourism initiative with strong potential or global recognition. Local diseases are not yet confirmed as part of the pre-nutrition meal program. Maybe this is my conclusion for this discuss the afternoon, Mbak Rama.
Okay, thank you, Pak Wahendra. So, in the remaining of 2025, any special events like in this is October, November to December that our listeners can attend?
Yeah, we have the in October, especially in October 24, we have the special culinary festival in Padang. This is one of the event to give some what we call opportunity for all the culinary sector in all Sumatra Barat can develop products in culinary. We have the best festival in West Sumatra in October 24.
Okay, noted, and let's mark the calendar and come to the city of Padang, ya Pak Wahendra.
Come to Padang, visit the Padang West Sumatra, and we enjoy that festival, culinary festival in Padang,
yes.
24 October.
So much more than rendang, right? And also sate Padang. Okay, seems like now I'm getting so hungry, Pak Wahendra, and cannot wait to go to the event in the end of October. Thank you so much, Pak Wahendra, Head of Creative Economy.
Waiting for you in Padang.
Oh, thank you so much. Looking forward. As the Head of Creative Economy Development, West Sumatra Tourism Office, we just talk about West Sumatra gastronomy, Indonesian tourism icon, and let's make it go global. Thank you, Pak Wahendra. Thank you for joining us and have a good day.
Thank you for West Indonesia.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, listener, that's today's VOI Talk, taking you to West Sumatra Province, Indonesia, where you can enjoy various delicious food. And not only food, like Pak Wahendra said, it's beyond food. It's all about tradition, culture, and values as well. Stay tuned for more inspiring, insightful talks from Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Seorang gadis sederhana tapi manis, pergi dari kampungnya, tujuannya ke kota, ingin hidup coba-coba. Cepatnya sesuaikan diri, lagaknya berpragawati, uang tak dari mana, segalanya dia punya, dan langsung ngetop namanya. Kenal lagi kampungnya, Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Tahun ke masa berganti, Bimbi tak dikenal lagi. Wajah serupa Bimbi, memalas pucat pasi, menanti di jalan sepi. Bimbi
bisa mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi, saya mau kenal lagi saudara. Bimbi, saya mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi, saya mau kenal lagi saudara.
Tahun ke masa berganti, Bimbi telah dikenal lagi.
Wajah serupa Bimbi memelas pucat pasi, menanti di jalan sepi.
Thank you.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Topeng Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana mask itself has a character of image of an arrogant man. His movement was firm, shows strength, power, and intelligence, and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human phase, but he will live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit, ada langit lagi.
Katmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kan kadang bisa aja.
Well,
ya.
Well, other people is fine, but who is his or her kan teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Misuji. The term is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial's level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya.
Ya, itu ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, itu.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya, ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who want to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mass dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mass dance, he have to develop Palimanan mass dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mass dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the mask dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice.
Terus Fanny latihan sama mama, sama teman-teman juga.
As an heir and the next generation of the mass dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mass dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connect people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mastodons can survive from technology blast that hits young generation today. Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mastodons, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah kalau ku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah kalau ku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, lanjutkan perjalananku.
Enjoying your watching a music video by Indonesian noted musician Tulus. Hati-hati di jalan or take care. And if you are on the way home, on the way somewhere else, just keep taking care of yourself, listener. And I wish I could keep accompanying you on RRInet. But this broadcast has come to an end, well, in about 12 minutes actually. But after that, don't worry, we keep on airing on voinews.id and of course RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. So I'm Rahma signing out from Indonesia today on RRInet. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRInet.
RRI Digital with new look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Apa jadinya hati yang terbagi di separuh perjalananku? Rusaklah sudah cinta putih ini, keinginan tiada sejalan dengan kenyataan hidup. Betapa ku pasrahkan hatiku, betapa aku mencintaimu. Tapi apa yang kau beri untukku, kau tukar semua dengan luka dan kesakitanku. Hianati sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak kau mohon aku untuk kembali padamu lagi. Betapa ku pasrahkan hatiku, betapa aku mencintaimu. Tapi apa yang kau beri untukku, kau tukar semua dengan luka dan kesakitanku. Hianati sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak kau mohon aku untuk kembali padamu lagi. Sebisa dirimu mengkhianati, karena ku pastikan kelak kau pintaku, mohon aku.
Indonesia.
Separuh nafasku.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.